家要互相勉励的题目是所罗门王的华教。
And this morning, what I would like to share with you is the topic, the palanquin of Solomon.
我们知道所罗门王是预表耶稣基督。
And we know that King Solomon prefigures the Lord Jesus.
可以从几个方面来讲啊。
And I will look at it from several aspects.
所罗门跟耶稣基督都是大卫的子孙。
And both the Lord Jesus and King Solomon are descendants of David.
都是在耶路撒冷当王。
And they also reign as king in Jerusalem.
他们是智慧的王。
And they are wise kings.
也是和平平安的王。
They are also the king of peace.
他们建造圣殿。
And they built the temple.
一个是属地的，一个是属灵的。
One built a physical temple on earth, the other built the spiritual temple.
所以从这几个方面可以看到，所罗门就是预表耶稣基督。
And from all the above, we can see that the King Solomon prefigures the Lord Jesus.
那么，苏拉密这个女孩子。
And there's a woman.
我们看雅歌。
Let's turn.
第六章啊。
Let's turn to Song of Solomon, chapter 6.
雅歌第六章。
Song of Solomon, chapter 6.
六章十三节、十四节，这里有提到苏拉密这个女孩子。
And,
十三节。
Verses, here it tells of a woman from Sulamite.
苏拉密这个女孩子。
And this woman, Sulamite.
这个名字跟所罗门其实在字根上是同一个字。
And these words, Sulamite, inand Solomon are actually the same word.
意思都是平安或是和平。
And the meaning of it is peace.
那所罗门这个发音是阳性的名词。
And Solomon, the pronunciation of Solomon is
阳性的名词。男性的名词。
Oh, is a masculine name.
那苏拉密这是女孩子的名字。
Sulamite is a feminine name.
所以其实在字根上是同意思的。
But the origin are the same.
那表示他们是一体的。
And means that they are the same body.
所以这个苏拉密这个女孩子呢，就预表着教会或是我们的信徒。
And Sulamite represents the church, or in other words, the members.
我们跟耶稣基督是同为一体的。
And we and the Lord Jesus are one body.
我们是基督的心腹。
We are the bride of the Lord Jesus.
并且呢，是彼此相亲相属，都属于对方。
And we love one another, and we belong to one another.
那我们都有耶稣基督的名字哦。
And we also have the name of the Lord Jesus.
我们来看启示录的第三章。
Let's turn to Revelation chapter 3.
启示录第三章。
Revelation chapter 3.
三章我们看十二节。
Revelation chapter 3, verse 12.
启示录三章十二节。
Revelation chapter 3, verse 12.
好，请读。
Verse 12, he who overcomes, I will make him a pillar in the temple of my God, and he shall go out no more. I will write on him the name of my God, and the name of the city of my God, the name, the new Jerusalem, which come down out of heaven from my God, and I will write on him my new name.
我们再看七章第一节。
Also, chapter 7, verse 1.
七章一节到四节。
Chapter 7, verse 1-4. Verse 1, after this thing, I saw four angels standing at the four corners of the earth, holding four winds of the earth, that the wind should not blow on the earth, on the sea, or on any tree. Verse 2, then I saw another angel ascending from the east, having the seal of the living God, and he cried with a loud voice to the four angels to whom it was granted to harm the earth and the sea. Verse 3, saying, do not harm the earth, the sea, or the trees, till we have sealed the servants of our God on their foreheads. 4, and I heard the number of those who were sealed, 144,000, all of the tribe of the Israel, children of Israel were sealed.
好，再翻过来看十四章第一节。
And also read Revelation 14, verse 1, then I look, and behold, a lamb standing on Mount Zion, and with him 144,000, having his father's name written on their foreheads.
啊，这三个经文都是告诉我们，属神的人、得救的人都有神的名字。
And these verses above all tell us that those who belong to God, the people of God, all have the name of God.
我们受洗的时候都归属耶稣基督。
All of us, when we were baptized, we belong to the Lord Jesus.
他给我们印上他的名字。
And therefore, his name are with us.
我们就是属于他的。
And we belong to him.
啊，好像我们的圣经啊，我们都有印上我们教会的盖章，所以这个不能带回台湾去的，要留下来。
For example, this Bible we have a stamp of Garden Grove Church here in the Bible, so I couldn't take it with me to Taiwan.
有一个见证很能够来证明这件事情。
And there's a testimony that can prove this.
在小弟牧会的过程中，有一位外教会来的姐妹，她在我们教会已经聚会16年。
And in one of the churches that I pastored, there was a sister who came truth seeking for 16 years.
她也帮我们打扫，也奉献，但是她没有在我们教会受洗。
He helped clean the church and he also made offerings, but she was not baptized in our church.
小弟问她为什么没有在真耶稣教会受洗。
So I asked her why was she not getting baptized.
她说都一样。
And she answered me to say that it's all the same.
她在以前的教会呢，读的圣经跟相信的耶稣都跟真耶稣教会是同样的。
And she believed the Bible that she read and also the Lord Jesus that she believed in, while she was in other church outside churches, is all the same with the True Jesus Church.
她说耶稣同一位啊，圣经是同一本啊。
And she said it's the same Bible and the same Lord Jesus.
我在那边受洗了，来这里就不用再受洗了。
Since I was baptized over there, so I do not need to be baptized again here.
16年的时间啊。
For 16 years.
那小弟想说，应该要好好的用圣经来跟她谈。
And so I thought I need to talk to her using the Bible.
不久的时候就是教会联恩布道会。
And not long after is the church spiritual convocation.
她请求说，可以跟你们到洗礼场去看看吗？
And she asked to go to the baptism site.
小弟说当然可以啊。
And I said, of course.
当她回来的时候啊。
When she returned.
她告诉小弟说，她要马上接受洗礼。
She told me that she want to get baptized right away.
小弟说，那你不是讲都一样吗？
And I asked her, didn't you say it's all the same?
你为什么会提这个请求呢？
Why would you ask of this request?
她现在说不一样。
And now she said, it's not the same.
那小弟就想，一样跟不一样都是你说，那现在你可得要说明白，讲清楚。
And since you said it's both the same and not the same, so you need to explain to me.
为什么不一样？
Why is it not different?Not the same.
她就说到了洗礼场的时候。
And she said when she arrived at the baptism site.
祷告完开始施洗。
After prayer, the baptism started.
有老人，有小孩子，也有年轻人。
There were old people there, young people as well as children.
因为那是附近四间教会联合洗礼，差不多将近100名。
And because that was a baptism that held by 4 churches, so we have about 100 people there.
那一次不是轮流到小弟，是另外附近教会的传道施洗。
And it wasn't my turn, but it was a pastor from another TJC church who was conducting the baptism.
他说那么多人受洗哈，每一个从水里上来的都变成婴孩。
And she said that every single person that was baptized after they got up from the water, they become a child.
因为耶稣开他的眼睛。
And the Lord Jesus would look at the eyes.
他看得很感动。
And so she was very touched.
小弟说呢，这符合圣经的记载。
And I said, this is according to the Bible.
啊，我们要回转向小孩，才能够进神的国。
We must return to be like a child to be able to enter the kingdom of God.
他接着就描述说，在海面上，因为在海边实习，海面上一直通到天上呢，两排的天使。
And she continued to say that because the baptism was at the beach, and she said that at the sea she saw two ladders going up to heaven.
那受洗完以后，这些婴孩都被一直接往上递送，要接到天国去。
And after baptism, all these children were lifted up to heaven. What's heaven?
那这两排的天使当中还有一位拿着印章。
And there were two rows of angels, and one of them hold a seal.
这个受洗完起来的时候，这个天使就拿印章就盖在额头上，然后才由这两排的天使往上送。
And so after baptism, this angel with the seal would stamp on their forehead, and then the child will get carried up by the other angels.
每个受洗的都是这样。
And that was the same for every single person who was getting baptized there.
整个把他的概念都改变过来。
And so, God will seal them on the forehead.
如果主耶稣常常让慕道者看到这些啊，传道就不用多费口舌，而且是效果很好。
And so God changed her mind. And if God have showed vision to every single truth seekers, then pastors will have a lot easier job to do.
16年没有办法改变的信仰，主耶稣给他一个意象。
And her belief was so strong that no one could change, but the Lord Jesus showed her a vision.
各位弟兄姐妹，可能我们第一次听到类似这样的见证。
And maybe this is the first time we heard of this testimony.
但是这是另外一个见证人来印证我们所信的是真实的。
But this is a testimony that proves that what we believe in is the truth.
我们信主在额头上都有永生神的名号。
And on our forehead we have the seal of the everlasting God.
我们是归属神的。
We belong to God.
就像那个苏拉密那个女孩子一样。
Just like the Shulamite woman.
好，那我们回过头再来看啊。
So let us turn back.
雅歌第三章。
Song of Solomon chapter 3.
雅歌第三章。
Song of Solomon chapter 3.
我们从第六节来看到十一节。
We will read from verse 6 to 11.
好，请读六到十一节。
Song of Solomon chapter 3 verse 6. Who is this coming out of the wilderness like pillars of smoke? Perfumed with myrrh and frankincense, with all the merchant's fragrant powders. 7. Behold, it is Solomon's couch, with 60 valiant men around it, of the valiant of Israel. 8. They all hold swords, being expert in war. Every man has his sword on his thigh, because of the fear in the night. 9. Of the wood of Lebanon, Solomon the king made himself a palanquin. 10. He made its pillar of silver, its support of gold, its seat of purple, its interior paved with love by the daughters of Jerusalem. 11. Go forth, O daughter of Zion, and see King Solomon with the crown with which his mother crowned him on the day of his wedding, the day of the gladness of his heart.
好，今天要讲所罗门的华轿。
And today I'll talk about the palanquin of Solomon.
那这段圣经很详细的记载这个华轿它的形状、建材还有它的内装是什么。
And so these verses describe the palanquins, what materials is made of.
这个新娘就是代就是预表着教会。
The bride represents the church.
这是从我们跟主耶稣基督用婚姻的关系来看。
And we look at it from the perspective of the church being the bride of Christ.
那所罗门王借着这一顶的华轿呢，他去迎娶他的新娘。
And Solomon with these palanquins is going to receive his bride.
就是将新妇迎娶过来。
And he's going to marry the bride.
所以我们从教会存在这个世界的功能来看。
And so when we look at the existence of the church,
就是要引领来认识耶稣归属耶稣。
That is, we wanted people to come to know the Lord Jesus, to believe in him.
那所罗门王是借着这一层的华轿来迎娶。
And so the Solomon uses the palanquin to receive his bride.
那今天神要借着教会来引领人来归属主。
And so today God will use the church to receive all the people to so that they can come to belong to God.
所以所罗门预表耶稣基督。
So King Solomon represents the Lord Jesus.
苏拉密预表信徒。
Sulamite woman represents the church, the members.
那华轿就预表今天的教会。
So the palanquin represents the church today.
那我们要从这一层的华轿来学习。
And so we must learn from these palanquin.
那今天教会的发展，教会里面啊，该有的服事，我们可以从这里来得到教训。
And so we can make the teaching from here. What are some of the growth of the church that a church should have?
那这一段非常具有文学性。这一段啊，文学的性质啊，非常的这个文学描述的手法非常的高端。
And these verses are highly literary.
啊，从第六节开始看哈。
From verse six.
哎，他问了一个问题。
Asking a question.
他从旷野上来，形状如烟柱。用墨药和乳香，并商人各样香粉熏的是谁？应该是翻译成是什么啊
？And so it asks, who is this coming out of the wilderness with all these perfume?
好，那第七节说在看。
And verse seven say, behold.
就是这个华轿。
It is that palanquin.
它的周围有60个勇士。
Around it was 60 valiant men.
啊，这些都有佩刀。
And they hold swords.
然后第九节。
And verse 9.
啊，它的建材是黎巴嫩木。
And it was made of the wood of Lebanon.
啊，所以他从远处来形容啊，他所看见的这个形状。
And so it was describing what he sees from afar.
那比较近的时候看到有60个勇士。
And so when she approached, she saw that 60 valiant men.
那更靠近的时候，可以发现它的轿柱是用银做的。第十节。
And when she approached further, she could see that the pillars is made of pillars of silver.
那轿子里面的配置是什么
？And what was the inside of the palanquin made of?
那原来焦点是在这个华轿。
And the focus is at on this palanquin.
那十一节呢？把这个焦点，把它移到所罗门的身上。
But verse 11 have shift this focus to Solomon.
哦，所以它描写的非常有次序。
And it was describing is very detailed.
啊，那我们从这里来得教训好了。
And so here's the teaching.
那第一个呢，就是从远处他只看到烟柱。
And first that from afar, she only sees pillars of smoke.
我们知道是这个耶路撒冷是在南部哈，以色列南部的犹大山地附近。
And we know the city of Jerusalem located in the south of Judah in the mountain.
啊，那这个有很多的丘陵地。
And there's a lot of
许多的小山啊。
There's a lot of hills.
啊，那耶路撒冷是在锡安山上面。
So Jerusalem is on Mount Zion.
啊，所以你从远的地方看的时候呢，那个地平线消失的那一端，啊，那个不是很高的物体看不到，但是烟柱往上腾，你可以远远就看到。
And so when you look from afar, you might not see what's beneath, but when there's a pillar of smoke, you definitely could see it.
他先问一个问题，是什么让大家引起注意
？And so it's asking a question. What is that?It attracts attention.
先看到烟柱。
They first saw the pillars of smoke.
那更靠近的时候就闻到香气了。
When get closer, you can smell the fragrance.
啊，可以分辨出有墨药有乳香。
And there's myrrh and frankincense.
那更靠近的时候又发现说有各样的香粉。
And when you approach closer, there's all merchants, fragrant powders.
所以它是从远一直描述到近。
And so it's describing from far away all the way to coming closer.
从视觉所见一直到嗅觉所闻。
And from knowing it by sight into the sense of smell.
好像一幅画让我们有一种图像的记忆。
It's like painting a picture so we can see the image.
说它描写得非常的高动。
And so the illustration is very vivid.
那我们大概就可以知道说，因为王娶亲的行列呀是浩浩汤汤，是非常这个壮观，是非常华丽的。
And we know that the aura surrounding the king is very mighty and glorious.
啊，有很多人拿着。 那个香炉就点着香
And there's a lot of people having perfumes and fragrances
所以那个烟就凝聚起来就成一个柱子往上腾
And the smoke have formed of pillars and went upward
还没有看到华教第一个印象就是看到烟柱
And so before seeing the palanquin itself the first sight that she sees was the pillar of smoke.
那就是说烧着各样的香。
And it was perfumed with all kind of fragrance.
那这代表什么呢？
What does that mean?
我们看启示录第五章。
Let's turn to Revelation chapter 5.
启示录第五章第八节。
Revelation chapter 5 verse 8.
请读。
Revelation chapter 5 verse 8. Now when he had taken the scroll, the four living creatures and the 24 elders fell down before the Lord, each having a harp and golden bowls full of incense, which are the prayers of the saints.
众圣徒的祈祷。
He mentioned the prayers of the saints.
来看八章的第四节。
Also chapter 8, verse 4. And the smoke of the incense with the prayers of the saints ascended before God from the angel's hand.
好，你看这里也是提到众圣徒的祈祷。Here
is also mentioned the prayers of the saints.
所有圣徒的祷告就好像香一直往上腾。And
so the prayers of the saints are like the smoke of the incense going upward.
如果你问那个慕道者，他对真耶稣教会的第一个印象。If
you ask a altruistic friend, what was the first impression of True Jesus Church?
大概他们都会说那个祷告很特别。
And they probably will say your prayer is quite special.
如果有人从我们这个路经过，我们在祷告的时候，那个重水的声音。And
if someone will pass by while we were praying, they will hear the sound like a water.
给他们很深刻的印象。So
they would have a deep impression.
所以有些时候，这个祷告就变成是真耶稣教会的标志。So
sometimes this prayer is. It seems like a character of the True Jesus Church.
他们还没有来到会堂里头来认识我们，但是他首先听见了我们祷告的声音。And
before they come and to have service with us and to know who we are, they first will hear our prayers.
那这就是我们每一个圣徒，我们要多方的祷告祈求。And
this is what all our members should do, that we must pray in all things.
因为它有没药，有乳香，有商人所卖的各样的香粉。Because
it has the fragrance of myrrh, frankincense, and the merchant's fragrance powders.
那个祷告是多方的，那个祷告是随时的，那个祷告是丰富的内涵的。And
so the prayers is in all aspects, it's full of content and abundant.
而且这个烟柱呢，是一直往上腾，要靠近天上。
And so this pillar of smoke is always going upward towards heaven.
就代表说这个祷告是达到神面前。And
meaning that our prayers will reach into God in heaven.
那这个就让我们想起创世纪第九章，挪亚他出方舟的时候，第八章挪亚出方舟的时候，他也筑坛献祭。This
is also remind us on Genesis chapter 8, when Noah built the ark, he also built an offering.
创世纪八章的二十节。
Genesis chapter 8.
20节到21节，请读。
Verses 20 and 21. 20. Then Noah built an altar to the Lord and took of every clean animal and of every clean bird and offered burnt offerings on the altar. 21, and the Lord smelt a soothing aroma. Then the Lord said in his heart, I will never again curse the ground for man's sake, although the imagination of man's heart is evil from his youth, nor will I again destroy every living thing as I have done.
旧的世界已经过去了。
And so the old world is over.
来到一个人类的新时代。
And this is a new world for mankind.
挪亚出方舟他第一件事情，而且是最重要的事情。
When Noah came out of the ark, the first thing and the important thing for him to do
筑坛献祭
is to build an altar to the Lord.
圣经说他燔祭的这个香气呢，神闻到了。
And it says that the Lord smelled the soothing aroma.
所以神心里就说，他就喜悦，他就不再因为人的缘故啊，用水来毁灭这个地。
And so the Lord was pleased, so he said he will never again, will destroy living things with water.
啊，大家都喜欢 barbecue.
And all of us like barbecue.
那 barbecue 那个香气可以到达天吗？
And the smell from the barbecue reach heaven.
这个烧香的那个烟柱真的有到达天吗
？And the smoke of these burnt offering does it really reach heaven?
我们就着物质的层面来讲啊，它顶多啊到三楼四楼就散掉了，它也不可能超越这个大气层。
From physically speaking, that it probably only reached three to four stories high, it would not go beyond that.
啊，是他献祭的心意，神领受。
But it is the heart of offering this that God receive and God see.
我们的祷告就是这样。
And that's the same with our prayers.
我们祷告得到神面前。
When our prayers reaches God.
不管是过去还是现在，是在任何一个国家都有一种概念，人类要跟天合一，天人要合一。
And whether it's the past or now, when we pray to God, we want us and God to be one.
哦，在创世纪的十一章也有提到，建巴别塔也要通天。
In Genesis chapter 11, it also mentioned that they built the Tower of Babel to reach heaven.
啊，但是这个塔并没有通天。
But these Tower of Babel have never reached heaven.
除了这个高度没有通天，他们的心意也没有达到神面前。
And aside from physically not able to reach heaven, their heart also was not able to reach to God.
因为他们是要传扬人的名啊。
Because they want to glorify their own name.
他们违背神的意思，他们不想分散在全地。
They go against God's will. They do not want. They do not want to acknowledge God.
他不是要通天，他是要对抗天。
They do not want. Their purpose is not to reach all the way to heaven, but they want to go against heaven.
他想要升天，以为人定升天。
And they wanted to reach heaven because they thought that it was man who can make it.
对神的抵抗不符合神的心意。
And they were against God, and they were not submissive to God.
巴别的意思就是庭院，就是要建这个塔通到神家里的庭院。
Babel means the garden. They wanted to build this tower, reach all the way to God's garden.
但是第五节说，耶和华降临要看看世人所建造的城和塔，神要降临了，可见他没有通到天了。
And so, Genesis 11 verse 5 said, But the Lord came down to see the city and the tower. So they did not reach heaven, but instead God came down.
但是一座坛的高度可能一两公尺，他献祭却能够达到天。
And so it's the altar may not be too tall, but then yet when they offer on that altar, it reaches heaven.
教会一定要祷告。
So for a church, we must pray.
我们传道也勉励我们今年就是我们总会所定的祷告年。
And so, we also set this year as the year of prayer.
那这是很重要的。
That is very important.
哦，我们要筑坛献祭烧香才能够达到神面前，那个心意神领受。
We must build an altar, make an offering, and burn incense so that it could reach God, and our heart is very important.
我们真耶稣教会刚开始在传福音的时候，从华北到华南，也传到台湾。
And so when our church start preaching from Huabei, Huanan, and then all the way to Taiwan.
当时候传到1926年传到台湾的时候。
And in 1920, when the gospel reached 26, when it reached Taiwan.
在台湾的基督教界引起一阵很大的骚动。
And in the Christian world, it had made a great shocking.
因为在这种基督教界里面，他们说。最近哈、啊、来了一个通天教，他们说通天教，通到天的教。
And they say, here comes a warrior that could reach all the way to heaven.
啊，为什么呢
？Why？
因为我们神的灵啊，他们认为说，哎，神的灵降临，他们就想说这个就是通天了、啊，跟天连接在一起。
Because the Holy Spirit have descended, and so they feel that we were able to reach all the way to heaven.
啊，的确，宝惠是降临在我们心里呢，就是神在我们里面住了。
And indeed, that God have sent the Holy Spirit to dwell in our heart.
我们不是只有通天，我们跟神合而为一。
Not only that we can reach all the way to heaven, but we and God become one.
这是非常宝贵的。
That is very precious.
有时候我们把这个看清了。
Sometimes we take that for granted.
我们被这个世俗的欲望给充满，那么圣灵要在哪里居住呢？没有地方让圣灵居住。
If we fill our heart with only our worldly desires, then do we have a room for Holy Spirit to dwell in our heart?
人家看我们有通天的本领啊，有通天的功能，我们却把它看为啊，好像扫把一样的，这个实在是太可惜了。
And other people see that we have this ability to reach all the way to heaven, but yet we treat it as something ordinary, and that's very sad.
这是我们的宝贝。
This is our precious thing.
神赐给我们真教会的。
God gave us the true church.
我们就是圣灵所建设的教会。
And so we are the church that the Lord Jesus established.
我们受圣灵的体验是如此的深刻。
And when we receive the Holy Spirit, we have a deep experience.
这个任谁都不能够否认的。
And it was something that no one can deny.
我们要信以为真，而且要把它当成是珍惜的事情。
We must believe that in the truth.
啊，别人羡慕的，现在整个台湾的基督教界也掀起了一波啊，要祈求灵恩啊。跟我们一样来求圣灵。
So other denomination is envious, and now they started this movement of asking for this the Holy Spirit.
在台湾有一天呢、啊，我们有一个信徒跑来跟他的传道说。
One day a member of us told the pastor.
哎，传道，附近有一间教会跟我们求圣灵一样。
Pastor, there's another church nearby that that is praying for the Holy Spirit the same way we do.
怎么一样
？I said, how is that the same?
他们是奉主耶稣圣名祷告。
They also pray in the name of Lord Jesus.、
哦、开始就念奉主耶稣圣名祷告。
And they begin with saying, in the name of Lord Jesus Christ, we pray.
我们知道很多基督教他们祷告完之后才奉主耶稣圣名祷告。
And we know that a lot of other denominations they say that after they finish their prayer.
那他们念的跟我们一样，哈利路亚赞美主耶稣，哈利路亚赞美主耶稣。
And they also say the same thing we do while we pray for the Holy Spirit that say, Hallelujah, praise the Lord.
那这个传道就很好奇，说好，那我再去瞧一瞧吧。
And so the pastor was very curious and he wanted to go take a look.
哦，我们的传道从他们的门那个会堂后面一直往前走。
And so he was walking from behind the chapel to the front.
啊，看到前面呢、啊，有两排，站着两排。
And so in the front there were two rows of people.
啊。那个牧师手一碰、啊、他们那些信徒的额头，那些就往后仰，往后仰没关系，后面还有一排人就把他放下了。哎，又一个被圣灵击倒了，被圣灵充满了，哦，领受圣灵了，就要放在地上。
And so, the pastor will touch on the forehead, and they will fall back, and there were people at the back receiving them and saying, "Oh, one more that was touched by the Holy Spirit and received the Holy Spirit."
邪灵。
That was
不是圣灵、啊、
That's not the Holy Spirit.
他们极其执着要仿效真耶稣教会，要渴慕圣灵， 这是我们几十年上百年在台湾地区一直传教传教，终于基督教界他们有点觉醒了。
And so they try to imitate the true Jesus Church, and this is the result of us praying, preaching in Taiwan for years, and now finally they wanted to be like us.
学我们的模样，哈，奉主耶稣圣名祷告，哈利路亚，赞美主耶稣。但是没有求到圣灵，求到的不是圣灵。
They imitate us and they pray and saying Hallelujah in the name of Lord Jesus Christ. We pray, but then what they receive is not the Holy Spirit.
我们真的要珍惜，要看重。
So we must put emphasis and we must put importance on the Holy Spirit.
现代人就是必须要让圣灵充满，我们才能够心灵丰富满足。
We have to be filled by the Holy Spirit so that our heart can be content and satisfied.
所以对这个世界的欲望，我们要尽量减少。
And so we must lessen our desires of our worldly desires.
啊，过着清心虔诚的生活。
We must live a life that is fervently seeking for God.
对于物质的欲望啊，能够降到最低，我们的灵层才能够升高。
When we can put our worldly desire to the minimal, that we can increase our spiritual desire.
要记住，我们今天拥有了很多，但是我们的快乐越来越少。
We must remember that even though we may have a lot in our life today, but our joy has become lessened.
我们跟文明紧紧地贴近，但是我们越来越失去我们信仰上的纯真。
And we may become more and more civilized, but we have lost a little bit of the genuinity of our faith.
我们要珍惜神赐给我们的宝贝。
We must cherish the precious things that God gave us.
要怎么通天呢？
How do we reach into heaven?
烧香献祭。
We must burn incense and make offerings.
我们的心里才能够达到神面前。
Then our hearts can reach God.
好，我们再翻回来看雅各第三章。
And let's turn back to Song of Solomon chapter 3.
除了这些以外，我们再看哈，看第七节。
We'll look at verse 7.
第七节是提到所罗门的教，他先从外围来讲。外围呢，四围有六十个勇士。
And so it talks about Solomon's palanquin, and from the outside they have 60 valiant men around it.
都是以色列中的勇士的特选的，从勇士中选出的勇士。
They were the elected from the valiant men of Israel. They're the best.
那这些勇士手都有持刀。
And they all hold swords.
腰间还配刀。
And they have a swords on his thigh.
可以征战，也可以防备。
They can defend themselves, then they can also attack.
维护这个迎娶行列的安全。
And they were in charge of the safety of these.
因为要防备夜间有土匪出没。
And it's because they were defending against the thief that come in the night.
让我们想起哈，帮助大卫德国的勇士啊，大概是三十位。
And we can remember that they are valiant men that helped David gain his kingdom.
那现在呢，这里有六十位勇士。
Here they mentioned 60 valiant men.
我们园林教会如果真的。有六十位勇士，我们现在聚会大概六十个。
And we probably have 60 people attending services today.
那每个人都立志成为神国的勇士。
And if each of us determined to be a valiant one,
那这个教会就会稳定发展。
Then this church will surely grow.
虽然可能占我们总信徒数的几分之几而已。
And probably we're only a small percentages of the overall members.
但是这个无形中会成为稳定的力量。
But this will become a steady force.
如果这个教会呢，这个勇士很少。
If a church has very few valiant men.
那不热心的人很多。
And there are a lot of people who are not that fervent.
制造麻烦的人很多。
And there are a lot of people who would cause troubles.
那这个教会就摇跌跌撞撞啊，摇摇摆摆啊。
And this church will always stumble.
每天都是在处理这些事物。
Because every day they have to handle all these things.
我们要做勇士。
We all need to be a valiant man.
能够帮助教会，而没有成为教会的负担。
We must help the church instead of become the burden for the church.
有时候传道人啊，忙于辅导一个婚姻不如意的信徒，你看要花多少时间啊？他很多工作要放着。
And sometimes when a pastors have to counsel members who have difficulties in their marriages, it takes a lot of time and they have to put aside other duties.
那当然也要关心。
And of course they have to care.
但是这个变成教会的负担。
But that becomes a burden for the church.
传道的时间精神就被分散。
And so that takes away the focus and the time of the pastor.
那如果每一个人都是勇士，
But if each one of us is a valiant man,
我们的力量可以一致对外。
And we can use our strength to defend against outside attack.
我们可以做很多事情。
We can do a lot of things.
所以呢，我们不要制造麻烦。
So we should not cause troubles.
我们要想说，这个教会因为有我比较好，还是没有我比较好？
We should think if the church better with me or without me.
有些时候我们怀疑说，这个信徒如果没有在这个教会，可能这个教会比较好。
Sometimes we might wonder if the certain members is not in the church, will the church be better?
当然这是一种非常消极颓废的想法，但是这个是很现实的。
And of course, this might be a passive way of looking at things, but this is very realistic.
大家成为勇士，对教会都有帮助。
If all of us become valiant, then it will be a great help to the church.
勇士是要来做稳定军心的，是要来解决问题的。
And valiant man is used to maintain peace within the vicinity, and also is to defend ourselves.
他是来解决问题，他不是成为问题的一部分。
It is used to solve problems and not becoming problem itself.
他是麻烦的解决者，不是麻烦的制造者。
They are a problem solvers, not the problem itself.
好，那现在我们来讲哈，我们在教会怎么样成为勇士
？So now talk about how we can become a valiant man in church.
勇士要有武器呀。
We need to have weapon.
他手可以持刀，腰间还配刀。
And they have swords on the hand as well as in the thigh.
所以这个勇士是有武器的。
And so they carry weapons.
那我们每一个人就来想说，我在这个教会能够做什么
？And so let us all think, what can I do in the church?
我手上的服事上的勇气是武器是什么
？What is the weapons I have in terms of my service?
我想我们在教会所负担的工作，我们尽力去做，我们就是勇士。
And I think that if we do our best in all the duties that we were assigned, then we are a valiant man.
我们把事情做得好，就是一个勇士。
And if we can do the things our duty well, then we are a valiant man.
那这六十个勇士一定配置有不同的地方，不同的位置。
All these valiant men are positioned in different places.
但是每个位置都很重要。
But each place is important.
它不能有缺口。
There could not be a gap.
这个六十个勇士当中，如果有两个是软弱的，有一个破口，那敌人就从那边攻进来。
If among the men there are two that are not as strong, then it becomes a loophole for the enemy to attack.
不管我们做什么工作，都是可以成为勇士。
So regardless of what duty we hold, we can become valiant.
有一个信徒小弟问他说，每天每一个星期这个爱餐以后你要洗很多很多的碗盘。
There's a member, and when I talked to this member, and I said, after a meal every single Sabbath, you have to wash a lot of dishes.
这个动作很单调、机械化，那你为什么可以洗得这么喜乐？你还会一面的在唱诗歌呢？
And the job is very routine and quite repetitive, but how come you can do that with such a joy and even singing hymns?
他说：“因为这个碗盘把它洗干净，我们的弟兄姐妹就可以有干净的碗盘来吃饭。”
And the person said, "It's because after I wash all the dishes, then all the brothers and sisters will have clean dishes to use to eat."
我发现我这个工作很重要。
And I think that my job is very important.
提供干净的碗盘。
To provide clean dishes for them,
让大家放心安心的来用爱餐。
So So everyone can enjoy the fellowship meal without worries.
有一个教会的弟兄，他负责清扫这个洗手间。
There's a church brother who is in charge of cleaning the restrooms.
那是他的工作。
That was his job.
他跟小弟说。
And he told me.
我洗这个马桶。
When I clean this toilet.
你随时可以去检查。
You can come and inspect it.
我这个马桶洗了以后啊。
And after I clean it.
你可以用手去划划看。
You can touch it with your hands.
我说没有人这样做的了，马桶就马桶，还用手去划划看有没有干净。
I said nobody would do that. Why would I touch the toilet when you clean it after you clean it?
所以他洗马桶洗得很有心得啊。
And so he had a lot of tips on cleaning the toilet.
他洗马桶不是有一把刷子，还有两把刷子啊，一直洗啊，哇，洗得很干净。
He would have two scrubs with him when he was washing the cleaning the toilet.
哦，那这一番话给我们很多感动。
And so he was what he do really touched me.
勇士不管摆在什么位置，他都要尽力。
And so a valiant man, no matter where you put them, they would do their very best.
那教会的侍奉就好像一条链条一样。
And so
A chain.
So they are like a chain
around the church.
So there's not one link that can be broken.
如果断了，那整个就连不起来。
And if one is broken, then you cannot change it together.
所以当勇士没有那么困难。
And it's not that difficult to be a valiant man. All you have to do is do it with all your heart.
那有这样多的勇士，在这个教会就稳定。
If we have that many valiant men in the church, then this church can be very firm and steady.
稳定才能发展。
And then when the church is steady, then we can grow.
好，我们第一节讲到这里，我们大家同心默祷。
And so this ends our first session. Let's bow our head and pray.